Socks are great, socks are thick. Socks, they go on your feet. Socks make the world go round. Socks, they make the world go round.
Ah, that was the Ballad to the Hosiery by Timothy Drew. Is that right?
It was indeed.
And wasn't it
Hello,
splendid?
Everyone.
Okay. This is Encyclopod.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and it's missing one of its... Well, someone who's been on every show so far, Gavin.
Yay!
Who's away at something. I don't know what it is.
Somewhere.
Socializing with people he doesn't like.
Shh, if they're listening.
Oops.
Okay, well, who do I have with me? I have Heather again.
Hello!
And I have a new guest. Who's that?
Hi, I'm Timmy.
That's Timmy, in case you didn't hear that. He's very being
uncharacteristic.
Hello, I'm Timmy.
Uncharacteristically.
Yeah.
Quiet, I think is probably what you
meant to
say.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So, how have you two been?
Lovely.
I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Have you been up to anything exciting in the past week?
We were all at a party last night.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember much of it.
You don't?
I do, really.
I was trying to make a joke. Oh, okay.
I'll be quiet then.
And if in one of our breaks during this episode you hear us singing a song, then it was probably recorded at that party. So enjoy
yes,
it.
Yes, that one. Yeah.
And are you two going to say anything much? Because you're not.
Yes,
really...
well, we haven't had a topic thrust upon us yet.
I know, but it's nice to have chat before.
Oh, I'm okay.
I think there's things to say.
I'm an Aquarius. I like long walks on the beach and getting caught in the rain.
We're going to get onto socks now, I've decided.
Because
this is going terribly. Okay,
this is my fault.
Socks. You know the segment we start the show off with. So, Heather.
Hello.
What did you already know about socks? And what do you still know about socks? Because they're probably the same.
I still know that you wear them on your feet. And you can make sock puppets out of them.
Yes, very
which
good.
I may have done at some point.
You may have.
In the past.
We'll get onto that.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say.
Oh, okay.
Apart from things that are hugely obvious.
Well, we will say the hugely obvious stuff. I like saying hugely obvious stuff. It makes me feel clever.
Like socks are cool and neat.
Oh, we're on to Timmy.
And go on your feet.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere. Don't know where.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Yes, what do I already know?
Yeah. Before your extensive research.
Extensive, yes. Last night's 10 minutes on the internet. I already knew, actually, that sort of some cavemen used sort of skin of some sort of animal or dinosaur they'd killed or something. Wrapped
dinosaur?
Well, maybe not dinosaur.
I thought you were studying biology.
What's wrong with dinosaur?
They didn't exist at the same time as cavemen.
Moving swiftly on. Well, okay, well, they used some sort of animal skin wrapped around their feet and then tied with guts or something like that to protect their feet. They were sort of the first kind of socks. Maybe they used leaves. Were they around at the same time, Heather?
Ooh,
were cavemen and leaves around?
Getting cheeky now, are we?
Right.
This is just going to turn out as a big argument, isn't
it? I think it is, yeah. Oh, dear.
Always is when I'm here.
Anything else, Timmy?
That was the only thing I ever knew about socks.
You didn't know that you... you knew that you could wear them on your feet.
I did. I knew that they were neat and you could wear them on your feet.
Okay. I knew about the same thing, actually. That's really all I knew. I knew some alternate uses for socks, which we'll talk about later, but I didn't really know anything of the history of socks or how to make socks. Okay, we're going to talk first about the history of socks, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
As Timmy said, Stone Age people... may have tied animal skins around their ankles, although it wasn't really proper socks. It was just like tying. So they weren't tubes with a bit on the end. How would you describe what socks actually are? They're like...
Foot-shaped objects which go on your feet.
Yeah, they're
and
like...
And they're made of sort of wool or something like that. Or nylon, in fact. I was reading something on Wikipedia about nylon being invented and revolutionising the sock world.
Yeah, well, that's like the last thing. That's the last point on my timeline here.
I'll just not talk about that then.
Well, you can talk about it when it comes up.
Oh, yeah, when it comes up.
8th century BC, ancient Greeks were wearing socks, apparently, made from matted animal hair. Oh, good.
Ew.
Yes, I read that one on Wikipedia.
But that's only if you believe the poet Hesiod, which I don't know if I do.
And indeed if you actually believe Wikipedia.
Well, yeah.
Don't.
No, I've looked that one up on other things.
Have you?
I read the history of socks on several different places, although you do find that some of them kind of use the same exact words, so you wonder if they just copied and pasted. And
that do that.
Anyway, that was the ancient Greeks in 8th century BC. I don't know. I'm going to go through the history of socks quite quickly, because there doesn't seem to be that much information on it.
Here's a question.
Yeah?
On the history of socks. Why are they called socks?
Does
anyone actually know?
Was it
Mr. Sock?
I have a vague idea.
Oh, do you?
No, it wasn't Mr. Sock who invented them. Yeah, it's impossible to find out exactly who invented socks, I think. Because records back then are just...
non-existent.
Practically non-existent.
The drawings on cave walls, I believe.
Well, I mean,
drawings of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
The word sock comes from a word for light shoes, which was either used by the Romans or Greeks. I can't actually work that out. There seems to be conflicting reports on that.
All right.
But it comes from that in turn comes from the Latin socus.
Oh, I was right.
Meaning slipper.
Excellent.
Hmm.
Oh, I see.
It is. See that? Latin, you can just add us on the end of something and it's right, socus.
That's right.
Yeah. It's just reinforcing stereotypes of Latin, really, isn't it?
Stereotypes have to come from somewhere, Alex, don't they?
Sometimes. Now Roman socks. There's a bit more information on this.
Oh, good.
They originally just like wrapped little leather fabric straps around their feet, but that was at the beginning of their glory days. But by the end of their glory days, they were wearing proper, real socks. I mean, like we would wear today, pretty much.
Really?
Well, sort of. Sounds like it.
Did they have Nike back then?
Did Nike make socks?
I think so.
Did they?
I would assume so.
Oh, right.
All these ones, Nike, Adidas, etc.
But anyway, the reason people know this is that there's a fort somewhere near Hadrian's Wall called Vindolanda.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yes,
exciting.
That one.
I'm just looking to you for confirmation of its...
Oh, I don't know.
Pronunciation. Okay. And they found various things at that Roman fort, which included a letter to one of the soldiers stationed there saying, I'm sending socks, sandals, and underpants.
I don't know why that's funny.
cleverly planted by someone 20 years ago.
It might have been, but it doesn't sound like it. They also found...
Was I alive 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
You were.
Just.
Yeah, but you weren't.
Wow. They also found what appeared to be a child's woolen sock and a razor handle shaped like a human leg made of copper. And the leg appeared to be wearing a sock. So all those things led them to the conclusion that Romans wore socks.
So it was a thigh sock, was it, on this copper leg?
I think it was more knee sock.
Knee sock, oh.
Hmm.
They're not very stylish these days. Don't wear knee socks, folks.
Oh, we'll talk about fashion. You actually have an opinion on knee socks. Would you care to...
Well, I just associate them with, like, primary school stuff.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be associated with primary school if you're not in primary school.
Yeah, they're quite formal, really.
They're
only really used for formal things.
I have supposed knee socks, but they're so big on me, they kind of go up to my thigh, so it's fine.
That's because you're so
small.
They're
really warm.
You've heard the fashion rule of not wearing socks with sandals, I assume.
My dad ignores that fully.
Do you agree with it at all?
When my dad does it, I agree fully.
Heather agrees.
I have to say I agree.
But the Romans, I'm afraid, broke that rule.
Those cheeky Romans.
I know. Can't tell them what to do, can you?
Cheeky Roman, cheeky
Roman. So that was all. That's all that I have on socks until the 3rd to 6th centuries AD when,
quite modern now.
Well, it's not really 3rd to 6th centuries AD.
Well, we're into AD.
Tombs from that time, Egyptian tombs from that time, have been found to contain knitted socks.
Did Jesus wear socks?
With sandals?
That's one of the very disputed parts of the Bible, the Jesus sock issue.
It is, because fact, I mean, I've seen so many pictures of Jesus when he's just wearing his sandals, and it looks awfully painful between
people
the toes.
Have died over that issue.
Have they?
Yeah.
Gosh. That's like what war, President Bush
religious
really be
wars
addressing.
About it and stuff. Did Jesus wear socks?
Exactly.
Bet
he did.
Oh, God, you're gonna really offend people.
Who's
with that?
Oh, well.
The non-Jesus sock-wearing...
guess, of course.
...branch of Christianity.
I believe he wore socks, and I don't care who knows it.
Oh, my God.
Timmy, that's quite out there. I don't know if you can say that on the internet.
No, I might have to edit this.
Oh, dear.
In the 5th century AD, talking of religious matters, holy people wore socks to symbolise purity.
Were they white?
I think so. They were called putties.
Putties?
Yeah.
It's a silly word for a
it
sock.
It is.
What, silly putty? Badoomch.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, dear.
By 1000 AD, apparently socks had become like a symbol of wealth. I don't know how that happened, but everything seems to become
you
a symbol of wealth eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, oh, yeah, anything
elephant
that was new
socks.
Seemed to get... Elephants?
Elephant socks and chocolate were all symbols of wealth. So.
As was the colour purple.
I don't think clouds were a symbol of wealth, so...
No.
Of course, they were all handmade until 1589, when the knitting machine was invented, allowing socks to be produced 6 times faster than by hand.
However, these machines were still used side by side with hand knitters.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently until...
Which was your next sentence.
Yeah. Wow.
Until a certain date,
it's like you're reading my mind, or you read the same Wikipedia article as me.
Yes. I think we all did.
yes, we did.
You actually researched.
I read a Wikipedia
article.
Don't sound so surprised.
Yeah, I know, I'm offended.
until about 1800, which when knitting machines were like commonplace and hand knitting became like a rare thing. And then in 1939, what happened to me?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read that far. I got bored.
Well, you said it earlier.
Did I?
Yeah. What was it?
The nylon revolutionized the whole thing. I did read that bit.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember it word for word.
It turned the sock world on its head.
Yep. Everyone was wearing them inside out.
If it has a head. Yeah. That's all that really happened in the history of socks. Not very much happened that is interesting.
No, I know.
They are socks, after all.
We do need them, and where would we be without them?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'd like have cold feet and stuff.
Yeah, and we'd probably have lost the World War I and II.
Would we?
Yeah, we'd all be speaking German right now.
Maybe they got
trench socks matter
because they
that?
Weren't wearing socks.
Maybe.
And then they just couldn't fight properly.
Because the Germans would have invented socks during that period of time, and we wouldn't have them, and then they would have taken us by storm.
With socks.
Their big woolly socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to talk about how to make socks, but maybe we should move on to why to wear socks, because that's more an
prevent trench foot in battles.
What's trench foot?
You never had trench? You never seen trench?
Oh, you never had trench foot?
I've never had it.
Weirdly.
No, when the World War I people were in the trenches, they used to get really full with water, and they would sort of flow over the top of the boots, and they would just get really wet feet, and they couldn't go anywhere else, and so their feet were just sitting in this stagnant water, which had blood, urine, dead bodies, rats in it. And so that, as you can imagine, that wasn't particularly good, and their feet sort of started going black and stuff and rotting off. And
oh, gosh.
That kind of thing. It's not nice.
I have had, like, you know when you go on a long walk and your shoes get completely soaked?
Oh, yes, and your feet sort of absorb some of the water.
Well, yeah, and your socks are just like a mush of disgusting
water,
and it kind of stings you like it's acidic or something. It's just a horrible mess of stinky, disgusting unpleasantness. What?
I don't think that's ever happened to me. I hill walk quite a lot. Well, I used to, but not anymore.
Maybe you wear proper shoes. I usually
maybe
don't
you
wear
didn't stand
proper
in big puddles and splash around.
Get some walking bits.
I probably should. That's probably why that happens to me.
Possibly.
Walking bits and nice walking socks. You can get special socks for hill walking.
Yes, I've heard you can get special socks for lots of things, in fact. Okay, reasons to wear socks, though. Apart from... stopping getting trench foot. What are the other?
I don't think it would actually stop it, to be quite honest.
To absorb the sweat coming off your feet so they don't smell quite so bad.
Yes.
Especially for guys. It's scientifically proven that men's feet smell worse than women's.
Tell that to my sister.
Really?
Really.
Why?
Because she has horrendous feet.
Oh. Wow.
She's going to really love you for saying this on the internet, Timmy.
I know.
Oh, well.
I do hope some of her friends listen to this. That'd be great.
I hope someone listens to this. That'd be great.
That would be great.
Okay. The density of sweat glands on the foot is more than anywhere else on the body, apart from the palms. It's about the same on the palms. So it
why don't your palms smell as much? Well, it's because they're not in enclosed spaces. Silly boy, ignore me.
Any any guesses as to how many sweat glands there are on the foot?
2,533.2.
Lots.
It's actually 250,000.
I was close.
Wow. Roughly.
I said the thousand part.
And the average male foot produces a quarter of a litre of sweat per day.
Oh,
no, that's not nice.
Oh, that's horrible.
Did you know?
Men are disgusting.
I only read that on one website, so it may be...
Possibly. Did you know, though, if you rub a piece of garlic on your foot, 20 minutes later, your breath will smell of garlic.
Really?
Really, because it gets absorbed.
Have you tried this?
No, but I've seen it done. Okay. Amazing. Man,
Did you smell
garlic.
Someone's breath?
No, I didn't. But,
well,
I mean,
have
I saw,
you seen it?
Someone else did it.
Oh, okay.
It was a TV program, something like 10 things you'd never knew about food.
And anyway,
also had chocolate-covered cockroaches. Which sounded nice, actually. It said it tasted like peanut butter.
Peanut butter is horrible.
I would
never
have agreed
tried
with
cockroach.
You about 2 months ago.
Ah, you traitor.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you wear shoes but not socks, then your shoes tend to become a bit disgusting and sweaty. So
yes, they do.
And of course they're harder to wash than socks, so wear socks if you're wearing shoes.
Yes, people, that's our advice to you. Wear socks.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is.
It also keeps your feet warm, so you're less likely to get frostbite or just cold.
Trench foot.
Yes, of course.
It always comes back to trench foot.
It's always trench foot with you, Timmy.
I know.
And any other uses? Not uses, but why wear them? Any other reasons to wear them? There are quite a few.
Those ones for long-haul flights and things.
Compression socks.
Those are the ones.
Mm-hmm. Should I talk about compression socks? Does anyone else know about them?
I know that you wear them on aeroplanes to stop your feet swelling up, basically, is all I know.
They help prevent DVT or something when you're on long-haul flights.
Yes, which is deep vein thrombosis.
Yes.
There are varying degrees of them. The less extreme ones are called support socks, and you can buy them over the counter, but the more extreme...
Like
the more extreme ones are made of steel.
They
fix onto your feet. Like,
they're not.
Chastity
actually.
Socks.
They're not, actually. They compress on different parts of the leg, and most extremely at the ankle, where like blood can build up. Too much blood can build up there, and that's not good for you because it can form clots. There's lots of different conditions that can develop from that. So these ones just put some pressure on there to help the circulation.
I don't really
understand how it works.
The feeling of that.
It can apparently prevent such things as deep vein thrombosis, varicose veins,
yeah.
Lymphedema, and other things that don't have Wikipedia pages.
They showed us a safety video on the plane to Florida where it was like, normally they just show you sort of, here's how you jump out the plane if we crash.
The exits are located at the front, the side, and the rear of the aircraft.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Did one this time. It was like, and here are some exercises that you should do during
flight. I saw that the other day as well.
But nobody else was doing them, so Gavin and I were the only people on the flight doing it and giggling to ourselves. It was fun.
Where was I going? I think I was when I was going to Canada just this year. Yeah, I think it was when I was going over to Canada. It was like, here's some exercises.
Yeah.
It was like,
lift your feet up and then put them down again. And I can't even remember the rest.
Put your arms in the air like you just don't care.
I doubt they said that.
I wanted them to.
Maybe you went with a better airline than we did.
A funkier airline.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, you can also get diabetic socks, which are...
socks that you can't feed sugar to, as you said earlier.
I was hoping that politically incorrect joke wouldn't get onto here.
It's alright, I said
really
it, it's fine.
It's not really non-PC, is it?
They're designed to prevent pressure ulcers. I think they might be kind of the opposite of compression socks, because it seems that they're designed not to put pressure on your feet at all.
So then surely wearing no socks would be better?
Well, no, because it also, like, tries to prevent friction and stuff, so they're...
Right.
As frictionless as they can be, they try and not have seams on them. And they
so how do you make those then?
I don't actually know how you make them.
If they're seamless,
magic.
Odd.
Probably
maybe it's the same way. Maybe it's the same way they make sausage skins.
Maybe, but they're apparently usually thick and cushioned. So.
Ooh, nice.
But not all diabetics have to wear them. Only the ones who find normal socks uncomfortable. And that's all about compression socks. Other things that socks are good at are keeping the feet clean.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, just preventing discomfort of rubbing your feet against the side of your shoes.
Mm.
And also, they're funky and fashionable.
They Yay! Can be. Mine are grey and black, so not really.
Mine are pink and stripy.
Oh, mine are black really. And have pink heels and toes.
Pink stripy heels, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Toes aren't stripy.
So, maybe we should talk about the fashion element of socks.
Sure.
So, do you two have opinions? I know that Timmy...
Socks and sandals, I think we're pretty clear on.
Yeah. You don't like knee-high socks?
Not a fan of knee-high socks, no. Would avoid someone if they came towards me wearing knee-high socks. I would take another route to avoid them.
Wow.
What if they're wearing them under trousers? Would you have a little sock detector?
No, I would just sense them. I could sense it was the kind of person who was clearly wearing knee-high socks.
One of those people.
One of those people, exactly.
Okay. So there have been different weird fashions in the sock world, such as toe socks.
They're ridiculous.
I've never worn them.
No, so I don't even know if I've seen anyone wearing them in real life.
There was a big kind of, ooh, aren't these amazing when they first came out, and then everyone realised they're not actually comfortable at all.
In case you don't know, the toe socks have individual compartments for each toe.
Like gloves for your foot.
Yeah, pretty much. The only thing I could find on the internet that even attempted to explain why anyone would want to wear them was nichegifts.com, which
niche
says...
Niche gifts.
Yeah.
Nice.
It says that wearing them helps your feet stay healthy by giving your toes the opportunity to move independently and keep them dry in your shoes.
It's just in case your big toe falls out with the one next to it, and then you can separate them with that little bit of fabric. So
yeah,
you know,
I guess it is. It's like
however, sorry, just coming back to the whole fashion thing.
Yeah.
What really annoys me as well is these aren't, well, I suppose they're a form of hosiery, so we've got them. These tights that sort of go down just to about sort of the middle of your calf.
That does seem a little silly, actually.
And then, you know, you've got like...
They stop.
Not me personally, but one would have a skirt or something on, and then this ridiculous...
Nicely covered up.
Some people even go to wearing socks below them. Which
that
is just
are those
silly.
Are those just leg warmers then, basically?
Well, I think that's what they're called, something like that.
I have a bit on leg warmers.
I don't know, but they look like tights that go halfway down your shin.
Okay. They were big in the early 80s, I've heard.
And have come back recently.
Yes.
Unfortunately. In neon colours, which
much,
looks
though.
Quite silly.
Let's not get judgmental. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging anyone out there who wears leg warmers.
I don't judge people who wear them. I just wouldn't wear them myself.
Okay. Mm. They're traditionally knitted from wool, and they were worn by dancers originally to keep their legs warm until people like adopted them as a fashion statement. And they just originally they were useful because they prevented muscle and ligament strains caused by doing like leg exercises in the cold. So they were good for dancers, and they still are, I think.
What's worse, though, is these people... This is completely unrelated to socks, but it's just these people who wear, like, jeans and then a skirt. What's the point in that?
I used Tether to do
does that.
Why?
I don't actually.
Do
no, I wear dress over jeans sometimes.
Oh, okay.
If the dress is particularly short.
Well, yeah, fair enough. That's understandable, but, I mean, skirt, jeans. Why?
I don't know. I did used to do it.
Pick one. don't
maybe
wear them.
Maybe if it's too
it's
cold,
for those indecisive people amongst you. Can't decide. Wear both.
Yeah, exactly.
Just silly. Sorry, I'm taking us off topic.
That's all right. I don't mind a bit of that. Okay, white socks. That's a very controversial thing in the fashion
white
world.
White socks?
Really?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, apparently it is.
Mine are grey. That's fine. Obviously.
Okay, I'll go to the website that I found this stuff on because I have it
website.
Bookmarked. And it kind of struck me as something I should... Yes, it's
askmen.com.
Yes. I was looking for information on, like, the fashion element of socks. So, Okay, here's what it says. I'll read from the start and then maybe skip about a bit. How would you feel after getting an uppercut right in the eye? Ouch, that hurts, doesn't it? Well, having white socks on your feet when you're not in the gym is pretty much like blasting an uppercut to the eyes of the beautiful women surrounding you. Yes, it's as bad as domestic abuse.
No, it's not. Domestic abuse is much worse.
No, I didn't. It doesn't actually say that.
Oh. You conned me.
It says the thing about the uppercut, though.
Yes.
And later on in the article it says, white socks are the biggest turn-off for any fashion law-abiding, decent-looking woman.
Law-abiding?
No, fashion law-abiding.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And that was based on a survey they did on 100 beautiful women, apparently, asked to name their most hated fashion no-nos.
All right.
So, apparently you shouldn't wear white socks if you want to get with shallow women.
Well, okay, I don't think I'm shallow. But black socks are slightly nicer than white socks.
I agree.
So what's your opinion on grey socks then?
They're fine.
But if I wore white socks, would you feel like you'd been punched in the eye?
No, that's quite a big exaggeration, isn't it?
Punched in your inner fashion eye.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Although, I have to say, I've told Morris off for this many times, wearing shorts with your white socks pulled up looks awful.
Funny.
Sorry, I just had to have a rant about that.
Mm.
I think he's slowly learning. But
it doesn't matter, though. He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but he needs to keep his girlfriend happy.
Why?
Yeah, hear that, Morris? Just because you're listening to this. But
you never know.
Mm. That's enough about fashion. That's more than enough about fashion.
I think so.
Other types of hosiery we should talk about. We've already talked about leg warmers, which are technically hosiery. But, I mean, socks are quite similar to stockings. They're basically half stockings. They're shorter stockings, basically. So, Heather, you're a girl. You know about stockings.
I am a girl. Thanks for noticing.
That's okay. I just noticed last week, and I was like, wow, I should mention that on the next encyclopod.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you did.
Mm. In case our viewers were confused.
Yeah.
Listeners, sorry.
I can have quite a low voice if I want to.
You can.
Rawr.
Please okay, feel free to do that.
Okay.
Stockings used to be made of woven cloth, but now it's knitted, like wool, silk, cotton, nylon. Anything else you can think of?
Linen.
What?
Oh, sorry, I thought we were just naming fabrics.
What does it feel like to wear stockings, Heather?
Quite comfy.
Good.
Yeah, I don't often wear them, though, because I don't really wear, like, smart skirts or anything. So if I'm wearing a skirt, I'll probably wear big tights, which aren't very attractive.
Where do you stand in the stockings versus tights debate?
Which
I wasn't even aware of
tights,
until today.
Very unattractive. If they're under a skirt, it's fine because you can't tell they're tights.
Mm-hmm.
But on their own, they look ridiculous.
Well, you wouldn't go out wearing them without.
Would you
anything
just go out
else?
Wearing tights and
no,
nothing
I would,
else?
But still, they are ridiculous. Stockings
I,
far
I,
more attractive.
I find
attractive.
Them quite comfortable. I I won't be ashamed to admit this. I have worn tights.
You've worn tights?
I have indeed.
Was this for the gang show or something?
Yes.
Okay.
We were doing a sketch. It was Shakespeare. It was Hamlet. We were doing something like that. And I had these lovely bright white tights on. They were very comfortable. They were completely wrecked by the end of it because I was rubbish at putting them on. I had like 8 ladders in it at least.
Clearly not a woman.
No, obviously. But yes, very comfortable, very spacious.
Mm. Good. I'm glad.
Do you know what I discovered?
We get
actually.
Man's perspective on them as well.
Yeah.
Well, every time I don't know who it is, I kept saying this, but a couple of people said this to me that tights must have been invented by a man because they're really uncomfortable, and they were, apparently. I can't remember who what his name was, but I found out that they were invented by
actually,
a man.
Actually, no. I have a thing here that talks about. Their invention, it sounds like to me like they were invented by a woman.
Ooh.
Because
ooh, controversy.
She was a dancer and actress called Anne Miller. I don't know if you've heard of her. I don't know if she's that well known now, but it was the 40s and and she used to, like, for dancing, she used to get her stockings sewn to her underwear. which basically formed tights. But eventually she suggested to her stocking supplier that he should just make like stockings with a top bit that's basically underwear. So that
maybe
you could...
it was the stocking supplier's name. I'd find out.
Yeah, it might have been. But that seems to be.
And why are they called tights?
Because they're tight.
They're tight.
Tight,
yeah.
Tight. We roam around.
Oh,
the floor, just looking for tights.
For American listeners, they're called pantyhose over there.
Yeah, that is such a ridiculous name, by the way. If there are any American listeners here, just stop it. Really?
Oh, God.
Why do you have to come up with ridiculous names for everything?
Okay, I'm sorry, American listeners.
They're gone now. They aren't still listening.
I like America.
I don't.
Come back.
I've never been there, but it sounds nice.
It's not.
Nice. They have theme parks.
Yeah, those are good.
They are good. Anyway.
Yeah.
People smile too much.
It's not a bad thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Timmy's a bit of a miserable person, really.
Person. No.
Okay, well, I think they do call something tights. I think they call...
Tights?
I can't remember the difference between what they call pantyhose and what they call tights, but we call everything that they call tights, and also what they call pantyhose tights.
Okay. Maybe they have, like, cut-off bits around the ankles.
But, I mean, tights used to be...
That's what they call tights, I don't know.
Used to be, like, worn by, I mean, both genders, obviously.
Still
they
are.
Were just, like, really tight trousers that... I think
leggings.
Basically, yeah. I mean...
Or, sorry, for our American listeners, pants, not trousers.
I think tights were originally invented to make horseback riding easier, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's certainly one of their uses. So they were used by military people in the old days.
Encyclopod!
Other types of hosiery, that's where we were. Any experience with hosiery, Heather? That you'd like to relate.
Hosiery Heather?
Yeah, let's turn to Hosiery Heather.
Well, you get those little ankle sock things, like trainer socks.
Oh, yes, yeah, those, which are like ridiculously small pieces of cloth wrapped around your foot.
Basically.
And you get fishnet and fence net stockings, of course.
What's fence net?
That's like fishnet, but the gaps are wider.
Oh, okay.
You've worn fishnet, though, haven't you?
Yeah, Gavin bought me them.
That's not weird at
all. Oh, right.
It was for a film.
We know what's going on there.
What's it like wearing them? Because they look really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I thought that.
They're not really.
How many times do you get your toes stuck?
Although that's a good point. If the bottom of them are fishnet as well, it's not that comfy. But they're okay. I don't really wear them very much. Last time I wore them was when we went to the Rocky Horror Show.
Yay.
Okay, sheerness.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about sheerness.
I know something about that.
Yeah.
Because there was this QI episode that they talked about this, and I can't remember now. There's like, you can have a rating between like 1 and 9 or something like that.
Yeah, basically sheerness is a measure of how dense or transparent... They are.
Yes. And the more sheer, the more
transparent.
More transparent, yeah. So,
yeah.
Like, sheer factor of 10 is like skin, basically. Or something like that. Or is it lower?
Well, the scale that I have is, like, bigger than 1 to 10.
It's right. I can't remember. I couldn't remember.
Denier.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Denier. Is that how you say that?
Denier.
And 10 is ultra sheer. And the higher it gets, the less sheer it is. So 4 is practically opaque. No, 40 is practically opaque.
I have 40 for winter. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I also have ridiculously woolly tights that are, well, not actually kind of...
I want a pair of 100s. But,
wow, you can get 100s? Maybe
know,
that's what my crazy
can,
ones are.
I want them.
They're the ones I was
like
wearing when you
thick.
Called them crazy socks.
What? Oh, yeah, those crazy socks. I know your crazy socks. Hold-ups. Are stockings that hold themselves up. I assume they're the normal kind of stocking now, basically.
Yeah, I think they are.
They're called thigh highs in America. Don't say anything to me.
They've got like a little like rubbery bit around the top so that it sticks to you. Well,
yeah,
it really
it's
stick
like
to
a
you, but it, like
elastic
sliding.
Yeah, yeah, just like normal. I mean, socks have that as well.
No, it's not like elastic. The ones I have are like I don't even know what the material is, but it's some kind of
The other,
substance.
If you don't have hold ups, then you need a suspender belt. Have you ever worn one of them?
No.
Okay.
This is turning a bit sordid.
I know.
Not really.
You're quizzing me on my underwear wearing
They're
habits.
It's not really underwear.
We're not asking
you
whether you have a chastity belt on or anything like that.
Suspender belt.
Just,
do you even know what one is?
Yes.
I didn't know until today. And I
still don't know, so I'm clueless here.
You can wear them to hold up your stockings because you like.
Yeah, the bits that dangle from them are
suspenders,
and you clip them to your stockings to hold them up. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a simple way of speaking. Americans call them garters.
Which sounds also
garter not something else?
Less nice.
Hmm.
Is garter not a thing that you wear like round your thigh?
Is it?
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought as well.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong then.
Maybe that's just what the British call garters. I don't know, because there's something about at weddings the bride has like a garter on and she does something with it.
American listeners can correct me on that unless they've all
no,
already
they can't.
Stopped listening. Okay, that's probably enough about all those different types. Before it gets too kinky or anything.
Wow. I'm just filling in for Stuart, seeing as he's
not
here.
Not really. I mean, thigh-high stockings are kind of a bit kinky.
Fishnets?
Right?
Whoa.
A little bit.
And fishnets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Why are certain items of clothing more
Because they were the ones
suggested.
That were worn by the whores back in the day.
I don't know if they
and
were.
Still are.
Are they?
Fishnets, certainly.
How do you
are
know
they?
Timmy?
I don't know that.
Well, stereotypically, I'm sure fishnets are sort of put in with the prostitute people. Things.
Okay.
Prostitute people things.
And I don't care if any of them are listening. They deserve to be offended.
Oh, no, I don't mind you. I don't want to...
Now we know.
Oh, yeah, we know now.
What? Screw you guys. Let's talk about sock etiquette.
There's sock etiquette?
Well, I don't know.
Not
you have to
sandals.
Put your right sock on before your left one.
Is
That's
it?
True.
No.
In tennis.
In tennis?
In tennis. They also wear white
He's
socks in tennis,
up.
Though, so...
They also well, yes, they do. They wear, but no, that kind of classes is in the gym kind of thing.
Anyway, odd socks. What is the is that an etiquette matter? Do you think it's bad etiquette to wear odd socks?
I don't think it is. Well, my sister and her friend never have matching socks on. It's very strange. Occasionally,
well, I imagine,
like,
imagine they shop elsewhere. They don't all shop at the same place.
Ha ha. But yeah, it's a rare occasion, especially with Sarah, her friend. But it's very rare that she actually wears matching socks.
I often wear odd socks. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a fashion for them?
All my socks are the same, so I can't wear odd socks.
Wow.
You're such a man.
I have socks with days of the week on them, and
I
never...
I used to have them.
I never wear them on the wrong days. I feel really bad. I'd feel really bad if I did. I never have done.
I used to wear Sunday with Tuesday.
Oh my God. I thought little spikes would come out and impale your feet if that happened.
But not only that, the colours clashed horribly because Sunday was like orange and Tuesday was green.
Oh no.
And
it wasn't
right at all.
Never wear orange Sunday with green
I felt bad that
Tuesday.
Whole day because not only that, but it was Thursday.
Oh, I'm dying over here.
Oh dear. Look what you've done to Alex.
I know. He's writhing on the ground in agony at the moment. Okay, that doesn't sound like agony, but okay, let's just move on.
Taking off socks.
Can be sexual if you've got a foot fetish.
Which I personally don't understand.
No,
well, you know, it's like phobias, they're not rational.
Feet are the weirdest bit of the body. They're like all skeletal and kind of a bit... So, do you two take off your socks when you're at home?
No, because I get cold really easily.
Oh yeah.
I take them off before I go to bed.
I put extra ones on me before I go to bed.
But you don't want
bed socks. We haven't spoken about bed socks.
Do you want to talk about bed socks?
I just thought of them. What are they anyway?
I bought new ones recently that are like the softest, fluffiest socks ever. I love them.
Are they like slippers but socks?
No, they're socks, but they're slightly thicker and fuzzier than normal socks.
Are they like slippers but socks?
Depends what kind of slippers you have.
Slippery slippers.
See, my slippers look more like boots.
My slippers look like Bugs Bunny.
Aww.
They have big Bugs Bunny heads on the front.
Wow.
How cute.
My slippers look like the feet
of... They have tails at the back.
...some big yeti-like creature. Like my brother. Scare my cats a lot.
I think my brother, his feet look like hobbit feet.
She didn't wander around the house without socks on, to me.
Sometimes. If I'm not going anywhere on that particular day.
I quite often
day,
do.
Yeah.
I sometimes just wander around without socks on.
If I'm somewhere very hot, which I've only been somewhere very hot twice, but if I'm on holiday, I'll wander about.
You probably wouldn't take off your socks in someone else's house, would you? I don't think
not
I ever.
I can help
really
it.
Know them.
I don't even. Like,
would you take off your socks in my
shoes
house?
Off in other people's house?
No, because I'd be cold.
Yeah, but if it was warm, would you?
I don't know. I'm not on holiday. It seems wrong. It's like wearing shorts.
Yes, I hate shorts.
I just don't wear shorts here, but I wear them all the time on holiday if it's hot.
Okay.
It's strange.
I don't think I've ever seen you wearing them. Okay, break to talk about some research by the University of Missouri.
Yay! They did research on socks.
They did.
They are American.
From a study of...
Being mean about Americans!
From a study of 10 popular brands of athletic socks.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm. They were trying to find out what the... best socks are for not
white
giving,
ones.
Like,
I bet it turned out it was white ones, and then all the fashion people just went, "No, damn you, Missouri University."
Yeah, they were trying to find out what were worst for causing blisters. Well, not causing blisters, but not helping blisters, and also for diabetics, since they seem to be quite badly affected by foot problems.
Yeah.
So 100% cotton socks are apparently the worst for that kind of thing.
That would be white ones. So they're actually the worst. So a cheer went up from the camp of the fashion people.
And all nylon socks are the best.
Why do they even bother making white socks anymore then? If they're the least comfortable and the fashion people don't like them, they should just stop making them.
Cheaper?
Not by much, I would have thought.
Apparently, in this study, the price of the socks had pretty much no difference to the quality of the socks. So people buying £100 socks are probably getting scammed.
There are £100 socks?
Yeah, can you buy it?
I don't know. I've never seen.
Maybe
them
if they've
that
got
expensive.
Gold weave in them.
I've seen toothbrushes that are like £5, and you can buy like a three-pack of them for 50p.
My toothbrush was like 20, but it is an electric one.
£20?
It's electric, though.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's different. What was this £5 brush? What was so good about it?
I don't know. They all have some weird...
Did it just have some sort of jet spray of calcium that came out the middle with active pH levels and a herd of brush that just help your teeth non-stop?
Maybe.
And all that other rubbish that they spew out on the adverts. pH levels. I actually heard that one once on a shampoo advert. It had active pH levels. What the hang does that mean?
I heard it had active oxygen in a face cream, which I found rather hilarious.
Active oxygen.
And there's this one on at the moment which has intelligent microcapsules that seek out and destroy stains or something like that. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, it's Vanish. It's
actually.
Something like that. It actually says that on the... It doesn't even have a disclaimer. It says... Microcapsules are not actually intelligent. It just says intelligent Someone should sue them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you want to
I'm sidetracking again. I do that.
Feel free, listener. Now, we should talk about other uses for socks, apart from wearing them on your feet.
Like making sock puppets.
Timmy's laughing. I don't know what he could possibly be imagining right now.
I don't know what he's laughing at, personally.
Sock puppets, first of all.
Yes.
We have one here.
We have one here.
Ah, it's
which
the killer
Heather,
sock puppet.
Heather made for me for Christmas a few years ago.
The thing is, I kind of didn't have fabric glue, so I stapled the mouth part onto it, and Alex impaled himself on it when he tried to use it. So.
Well, I did get cut by one of the staples in it. Yeah, but it was the thought. It wasn't the fact that it hurt me that count.
It's going on my hand. I'm trying to avoid that. Oh, there's a
I don't know. What was your inspiration for this one, Heather?
Lack of money.
I really don't remember. Possibly something like that.
How did you make it, then?
I don't remember either.
That was the sock puppet.
It's with an old sock.
And some glue tack and some sellotape. How many more sticky things do you have under here?
Quite a lot. Yeah, I don't have any fabric glue. Oh, yeah, and I used two beads for its eyes because I have a lot of random craft materials that I didn't know what to do with. Stop attacking me with the sock puppet!
It's got a mind of its own.
Of course, you can make sock puppets without anything really.
Stop eating the microphone.
A sock.
Well, then it wouldn't be a sock puppet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But no, I mean, no, you can make ones with just a sock. I mean, you just need to...
All right, yes, you don't necessarily have to... Just need to stick your hand in
it and then make a mouth. But it's good to have, like, a bit of card or felt or something for the mouth to keep it in place. And sometimes, like, eyes, like beads or googly eyes or buttons or whatever.
It looks like a frog now.
You can have lots of fun with sock puppets.
And socks in general.
According to Wikipedia, they're sometimes used by therapists to talk to children.
They are, actually, yes.
Because they'll be
and
more likely to
some
talk
adults
to one.
That have sort of childlike syndrome thingies.
So, this is for socks. Balls.
You were trying to provoke him, weren't you?
No.
Yes, he was.
Anyway, carry on, Alex.
Balls?
You can, like, roll up socks into balls.
Balls?
The best way to make them
and
is...
Sock them balls. For cats.
Yeah, you can do that. The best way to make a ball out of socks is to get a pair of socks, roll one up into a ball, and then put it inside the other one, and then roll that up.
And
it
hey,
makes
presto,
a really good
football
one.
In no time.
And if you have three pairs of socks, you make a set for juggling with, which I've done many times.
I would never have thought to do that.
Well, you should.
Maybe I'll try.
If you get enough of them, you can make them into a pillow for an elephant. Coming back to our previous
encyclopod topic. You can use them to put chocolate in to store it as well.
Indeed, you can.
They can be used as containers, of course. If you want to store money, you can keep your money in an old sock under the bed.
And you know, if you ever sort of get chewing gum on your sock or something like that, then you can put it in the freezer, and then said chewing gum or other sticky substance is then frozen. And you can, and when you take it out again, you can just sort of peel it off. It chips off very easily.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a little
You've been
tip for our listeners.
Good housekeeping, Yay. Haven't you?
No, I haven't. I can't remember where. And you've known that for years. I don't know where I got that from.
Good
You're so learned.
Possibly.
Learned, Alex.
We'll learn them.
Jimmy, are you burping down the microphone?
Not deliberately.
Okay, other
My
sock.
My lunch making a comeback.
Other sock uses. How about weapons?
Weapons?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you put a tennis ball or indeed some coins or a brick inside them, you can then swing it round and, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, sure you don't.
Never
okay.
done this.
You can... Yeah, they're quite effective,
I don't currently have
I
a criminal record for beating someone with a brick in a sock.
Currently, being the operative word.
Yeah.
Gloves, yeah. You can put them on your hands, of course. Mm-hmm.
This wasn't me.
I have a good picture of Gavin... And we should put on the Encyclopod website. Well, I put socks on his ears and pants on his head.
I don't remember ever seeing this picture.
I think this was a Gavin and Heather exclusive.
Oh, okay.
On their own kind of thing.
Right.
He might kill me for putting on it, but we should.
Yeah, we should.
It's a good picture.
You send me it.
Remember
to send me it. They can be used to clean up stains.
Instead
make,
of
a
cloth
makeshift,
or something.
A makeshift cloth. Yeah. Yeah.
Makeshift cloth to clean windows or
you could
blow your nose on.
Give it to a rodent and it could make a little bed in it.
Yeah, you could.
That'd be cute.
You could give it to a rodent, wait
the
till...
Glove.
You could give it to a rodent, wait till said rodent crawls inside the sock and then bash
Use
it.
Use it as a weapon.
And, you, and then you've solved your rodent problem.
And what if the rodent's a pet?
You've solved your rodent problem again.
Territorial markers.
What?
I assume you two know what a sock over a door means.
No.
No.
Don't you?
Is it similar
or
to
a sock over a door handle?
Is it similar to
Either
a tie on
good.
A door handle?
What does that mean?
Or indeed a cowboy hat?
Does that mean... does that mean that you have... You're
having relations.
Up to private stuff in there.
Yes.
Okay, right.
Yes, it does.
How many six... So what happens if you've got all three? Does that mean you've got three... relations going on inside.
No, I think...
Isn't that illegal to do that?
I think if
relations?
It's an odd number, you have relations going on inside. If it's an even number, they cancel each other out, so you don't.
So you better be careful.
Yeah.
So if you have a cowboy hat and a sock over your door,
yeah, you
what
can
are you
just,
doing?
Yeah, nothing. You're just, like, chilling.
Calm before the storm, as it were. And then the tie goes on, and then you're safe. And, you know, you've got... Yeah.
Does anyone actually do that?
I think they do.
Wow.
Well, certainly it's a good idea, because I mean, if you do live in a flat with someone and they are having relations and you don't and they don't want you to walk in on them, I don't think anyone really would, then it's a good signal.
Mm.
Have you utilised this symbol, Heather?
No.
Anyway.
Sounds like a lie.
We're drifting a bit here. Christmas stockings, of course.
Yeah.
Where does the tradition of hanging Christmas stockings come from?
Oh, I know this one!
Yes?
Did you learn this one on
QI?
No, I didn't, actually.
Wow.
This is something I haven't learned on QI. This one I learned in primary school, I think. It was when St. Nicholas had this this family that he was... And they were hanging their socks.
It wasn't his family.
It wasn't his family.
No,
it was our family, sorry. Yeah. That were very poor. And he had lots of money. And they were hanging their socks on the fireplace to dry them, because I think they just washed them or something. And what he did was he threw the coins, some coins, up onto their roof, and some of them went down the chimney and landed in the socks. So, and St. Nicholas being the sort of original Santa Claus, whatever, then that's how the whole Christmassy stocking thing came about, or am I making this up?
That's pretty much how I have it written, yeah. I heard he threw them through the window, but I'm sure there's variations in this.
Right.
No, there's probably
variations. I thought that's where the whole Santa coming down the chimney thing came from as well.
It could be, actually, yeah.
That's just what I heard.
Yes. In some tellings of the story, the gold is described as a gold ball, which is sometimes symbolised by an orange, which is why you often get oranges in stockings.
I get an orange and an apple in... And actually, we don't have stockings. We have sacks.
Yeah,
do you?
We have these great big Santa sack things.
So we had Santa sacks, but we get like one present in the sack that you could open before you went downstairs.
No. We have Santa sacks that just get filled.
I had
an apple and orange in there, and me and my sister always trade because I don't like oranges and she doesn't like apples.
I had stockings and I was allowed to look in them as soon as I woke up on Christmas morning, even if it was like 3 in the morning, which it usually was.
Wow. I had a stocking last year, actually.
Did you? Quite exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Who put stuff in it? You don't live with your parents.
No, Morrison.
What are you implying?
It's for Christmas.
I'm implying that there's a real Santa.
Good.
I'm hungry.
Now, a final little thing is tabi. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but they're Japanese socks, which are like toe socks. I meant to talk to them after toe socks. But they have a separate compartment for the big toe, but the other toes are in the same compartment.
Like a mitten.
Like a mitten, exactly. They're sort of traditional, and it allows them to be worn with footwear, which has like a strap that goes across that.
As the Japanese do.
Yeah. And they're usually white, so beautiful women won't like them. Anyway, that's enough.
Moving on
about
to the bit
socks.
That hasn't been cut.
Yeah, we. Sorry about this. May have seemed a bit disjointed this episode because Timmy tends to say things that I might have to cut. So I don't know how well this episode will flow. But
so if you imagine sort of double the length of the episode and then all that other time,
and like triple the offensiveness of
insulting
the
people,
episodes.
insulting.
Yeah.
Various minorities and stuff. So that woman now hates me, and I don't think I can safely go back to Canada.
Ever.
Right, continuing the theme of this episode seeming disjointed, that was another sudden jump in conversation.
Yes,
so,
that we're going to promptly forget about.
I think we'll just wrap up now, unless anyone has any closing thoughts on socks.
Or racist
socks.
Anyone got any more racist things to say? Closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts, just refer to my song earlier.
Yeah.
That kind of sums it up.
Says a lot about socks and how we feel about them.
Mm.
And
how we cherish them so.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. But if you think about what the world would be like if all socks disappeared and they'd never have been invented.
Place.
It would, and we'd be, our feet would be cold and it'd be uncomfortable because the shoes would chafe against our ankles.
It would also mean that humans would be slightly less intelligent if they hadn't thought to do something
about
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, if you want to get deep into the philosophical side of it. I just meant that, you know, socks are taken for granted a lot, so maybe
thank
we should...
Socks.
Yes.
Thank you, socks.
Socks.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, I haven't actually mentioned the knitting part. I'll just quickly say, because I don't really know a lot. I don't really understand how knitting works, especially not knitting socks, because it seems really complicated. But the most common way of knitting them seems to be with four needles.
My God.
And you put... like wool around three of them, and then you use the other one to knit with. And there are,
make you look like an East Side West Side rapper.
If you do want to know how to do it, then there'll be links in our sources. So go there. I can't really explain it. I don't think it's possible to explain it in audio form. Anyway.
And it would take too long.
Yeah.
Yay. Socks. That's all we have to say about socks. Let's not think about socks ever again.
Yeah. It was nice
to
be on the show.
Forget this episode ever happened.
It was nice to be on the show. I probably won't be invited back, seeing as half the material we recorded had to be cut due to me. So yes.
If you want
to hear more of me, please email Alex. Your email's on the website, is it not?
Well, yeah. We're using someone@encyclopod.co.uk as our main contact address.
Well, email.
We'll have individual ones. If you keep saying that, and I haven't done it yet.
If you want to hear more of Timmy, let us know.
Mm. Or if you want to see more of Timmy, there are websites you can go to for that.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, Heather? Everything okay?
Yeah. I'm really hungry.
You survived the episode.
I think I'm going to have to have dinner soon.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'll just talk of socks.
Let's just stop recording before.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Tickety-boo.